No one wants to hear from you talk.
All right.
You know that they have like a booth inside that says Jesus loves porn, and there's people in there that are saved and that believing Jesus Christ that are promoting
these guys
in a positive way.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you're out here protesting, and people.
That's gonna do good though.
It's kind of.
That's not.
I mean, it's good, but it's kind of offensive in a way. And I understand what you're doing, and I love it. It's cool. But the thing is that Jesus wouldn't be out here promoting and being like that. He really wouldn't.
How do
he
you
would
know?
He would be like these guys.
He would be my homie.
He would be like these guys.
Right. He would allow you to continue in your sin?
Not that. But he would give you the choice, and it's called freedom of choice.
I'm giving you the choice. They're telling you it's okay to be in your sin.
Not with the big sign.
They're making, hold on, they're making you comfortable in your sin in there.
It's not about that.
I'm not making you comfortable.
People have to recognize they're sinning. You're not going to tell them they're sinning. They're not going to hear it
from you. I'm telling you right now you're sinning.
They're going to recognize. I know that. But I'm going to recognize it myself. What you saying that I'm sinning, I'm not going to hear it from you.
Do you know what sin is?
Huh?
Do you know what sin is?
Yeah.
What
is everything?
It?
A lie.
Sin is the Christian way to control people.
I can kill somebody and I can lie and say that I love you and it's still the same sin. God doesn't say that this sin is bigger than this sin.
Sure, right. That's right.
So that all I'm saying is the way you're going about it, I know about this kind of stuff. It's all good with me. God is trying to tell me.
Do you have a clear conscience?
Of course I do. I'm
sorry. But you can still watch pornography and still have a clear conscience. But you're in a porn convention.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But the thing is I'm not condoning what everyone is doing.
What are you doing in there? I'm just asking.
I'm accepting people as human beings and talking to people, and everybody has their own journey in their own life. And it's not me to judge or to tell somebody.
What is your business in the porn convention?
My business is this. I'm promoting a party that we do every month.
Right.
And it's a party that you can be yourself, and it has nothing to do with evil, anything. It just be yourself.
But you can sin and be comfortable in your party.
I don't care what they're doing.
I'm curious about you.
Me and God,
I see the car.
Me and him are on. You can't tell me how he looks at me. Only he can tell me, and only I can tell him. What I'm saying is
that's right.
You're doing your thing.
That's right. That's why I asked you to have a clear conscience.
I totally have a clear conscience, and I know how God talks to me. You don't know how God talks to me.
But the Bible has certain.
The thing is that you're not really affecting. There's about 1,000 people here or more.
Right.
You're affecting maybe less than 1%.
They're all reading my sign.
But do you know what 1%? Yeah, but they're looking
at it as a negative. Did you read my sign?
They're looking at it as a negative, or they don't even want to hear you. But the people inside.
Right.
These people.
Right.
They have a group of people coming up and talking with them. And now, they're really explaining how Jesus really is.
Okay.
No.
I'm
listen,
asking you a question.
Listen, I'm going to tell you
Go
something.
Ahead.
They're explaining how Jesus really is.
Okay.
You are being. You're sending a bad example for Jesus because you're being negative.
Would you
judgmental?
Would you say,
and people don't like that?
Would you say that?
Hold the sign down. Put the sign away.
Would you
walk up to people and talk to them?
I'm talking to you
and
now.
Then
I'm talking to you now.
You might be able to get through to somebody.
Do you believe that these people in there are friends with the sinners in there? That they want to be friends.
God is friends with the sinners in there, my friend.
Okay.
God is friends.
Now, how did you get that?
God is best friends with a whore.
Okay. Now.
No.
No, that's not true.
Magdalena was not a whore. Was not a prostitute.
He cast 7 demons out of her, and she wasn't a whore anymore.
She was the first one to come and kiss his feet, first one to say, I love you.
Well, that's fine.
And he was the first one to accept it.
Because.
So now what do you have to say?
Because he cast the demons out of her, and she knew what he did for her.
You standing here with that microphone, and that sign is not casting no demons.
Well,
if anything, they're getting people to not like it.
That could be
true. These people are getting people to think. You're not getting people to think. You're not getting people to think. You're getting people to judge like you are judging.
Okay, hold on.
Period. This ain't coming from me. This is coming from God.
But Jesus
this
said.
This is coming from God.
Jesus.
This ain't coming from me. I'm not smart enough to tell you this.
Let me just say one thing.
These people are not judging people. These people are not judging. You are judging people.
Okay, now Jesus said.
Period.
Do you know the reason?
Don't quote Bible shit.
Do you know the reason they killed Jesus?
Talk to me like a real
person. I'm asking you a question.
Yeah.
Why?
So we can have salvation and go to heaven.
No, they killed him because he told them that their deeds were evil. That's why they killed Jesus. He said they hated him without a cause. Because
that's not why he died. He died so you could have salvation. I could have salvation. So we could go to heaven.
Absolutely.
That's not.
Absolutely.
You're confused.
That was
bro.
The ultimate goal, but they killed him because
it doesn't matter
he was exposing
why
their
them.
Deeds.
They were going to kill him no matter what.
That's true. That's
it was
right.
Destiny.
That's right.
He
but
got killed because to save you and me.
The reason they hated him was because he exposed their evil
it
deeds.
It doesn't matter about hate or not.
These people are not exposing evil deeds.
Listen,
they're telling them that God loves porn stars, and that's a lie from the pit of hell.
It's a lie?
Yes.
God don't love porn stars?
No. Well, yeah, he has an overall love for mankind, but he doesn't love their sin, my friend.
He don't love your sin.
I don't sin, man. I don't live a sinful lifestyle.
The fact that you're here,
I don't live a sinful lifestyle.
The fact that you're here with a sign protesting and judging people is a sin.